Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Andy.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I think I'm all right. Yeah, it's... I don't know. Are you all right?
I'm all right. I'm having the dreams, you know.
The dreams are bad, aren't they?
Yeah. The hooky dreams.
Yeah.
But
I'm having really kind of like cinematic sort of dreams.
Wow, get
but,
you.
But almost like sort of more imaginative than anything I could come up with in real life in terms of like plots and things like that.
Makes me think they're not your dreams. Someone's penetrating you.
Beaming them in from like Netflix of dreams.
Someone's
I'm not
it
having
to
them. Do you think someone's breaking in and feeding them into my ears or something like that?
Are you homeschooling, Andy?
Yes, I am. I'm homeschooling. Yeah, I've only got one child to homeschool because the other one's supposed to be doing GCSE exams.
Oh no, I meant for yourself. I wondered if you were finally going to try and get some more levels. No.
Yeah, I'm watching that BBC bite-sized thing. You know, they've got different age groups going from like 5 right through to 18. And then they've just got, like, DOSers. So, you know, they just show, like, cartoons and that.
Are you doing homeschooling for your lad?
For my lad, I am, yeah.
Is it terrible? Is it torture?
Neither of us want to do it.
Yeah.
It's not. But you know what it is? He's not learning anything because it's just, like, he's having to do, like, stuff. It's, like, just homework, basically.
Yeah.
There's no one teaching him anything. I can't teach him anything. I've got nout, as you know. So, you know, I've
you
got
could
nothing.
You could teach him about cheap cuts of meat and processed meats.
I could do. I could take him out ratting, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're allowed to go ratting. I don't know if that counts as your official exercise each day.
When I was a bin man, there was one member of the crew was the ratter. and he'd have a stick. He'd smash the living shit out of him. Just use the stick. None of these fancy chemicals and all that. He just used to smack their heads in.
Different times. We had Sunderland on a left back called Joe Bolton in the late 70s, and his hobby was ratting.
What, did he use a dog?
I think he had a dog. You don't get that with professional footballers. I think it was in Shoot. He did one of their profile things, you know, and it said hobbies, ratting. And you don't get that with, you know, your Raheem Sterlings and your Jamie Vardys anymore.
No, they're just like maybe collecting jewellery and tankards, goblets and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, that's all it is.
So look,
accumulation of jewels.
I'm going to start off with a John Cooper lockdown poem.
Oh, good. All right,
okay.
Then.
Okay, are you ready
I'll
to receive
back.
It?
Go, proceed.
See how you feel about this. John Cooper lockdown. I use my beard trimmer to cut my hair. I sit in me car for a change of air. I look in the fridge and stare at the cheese. I sit on the sofa and draw knobs on me knees. I'm locked down, Gary, how do you do? I bake some bread and it tastes like hummus. It sits like lead in me bloated stomach. I take a towel upstairs to put in the drawer. I get in bed and drop the towel on the floor. I'm locked down, Gary, how do you do? I dream that Vernon Kay sold me a loot, then caved me head in with a Chelsea boot. I wake up with sweat soaked under kegs, pick up me beard trimmer and start shaving me legs. I'm locked down, Gary, how do you do? Thank you, Town Hall, for all your informative leaflets. That's it. That's it. Like I can't really do the voice, you know, but...
It's close enough.
The only voice I can really do correctly, I reckon, is Jamie Vardy. Mm. Don't you reckon?
Yeah. I don't think anyone comes... Yeah, that's bang on, isn't it? No one comes to this podcast for accurate impersonations, I don't think. If they do, they're going to be sorely disappointed.
I'm going to need you to choose a name or stay as Ronnie Hot Dogs, Ronnie.
Okay. What have you got then?
I've got Claude Satsuma. Doesn't sound great. Probably isn't. Mm. Only info I can give you, he keeps a bucket of mouse feet in his orangery. So, So, I mean, he might have quite grand premises, you know. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Jinx Fisher, uh-huh. Andrew.
Right.
Born with the ability to jinx small electrical vices such as hair tongs, little mini whisks. In fact, just those two, hair tongs and
just
mini
those
whisks.
Two.
He can jinx them.
Well, what does that mean? When he jinxes them, what happens to them?
Fucks them up. Yeah.
What, with a stick?
No, you can do it. It's an ability.
With his mind.
It's his mind, yeah.
With his mind. I'm going to go for the first one. What was it, Claude?
Hey, you haven't even heard the third yet.
Oh, there's another one.
Oink Peterson. He's got the face of a pig and very crispy skin.
That's nothing there for me.
Nothing there for me.
Claude Satsuma, I'll take, if that's all right.
You're taking Claude because of that orangery he's got, yeah?
Yeah. That's something new, isn't it? Don't owe you anything for that.
Do you owe me anything?
Yeah, I've got to wire you some money or something for that, or is that
just
free?
Say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That's all right. I'm good with my people. Andy, I got some great news. There was a celebrity vote. Have you heard of the Great Pottery Throwdown? On Channel 4?
Yeah.
Well, they did a celebrity version of the show. They did a pilot for it, right? But it was never broadcast. But I got
some...
Were
you on it?
No, I wasn't on it.
It's a shame.
I got some malware, right, from Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Of course, yeah.
So I managed to get hold of a copy. So there was three celebrities, Robert Peston, Jamie Vardy and Roy Hodgson. Right. And the judge presenter was none other... than our favourite nonsense potter, Neil Hunt.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've edited the highlights into an MP4, right? So shall we have a listen?
Well, it's an MP4. You'll be able to see it, but this is a podcast, so...
I'll play
the audio of it.
I'll quickly shrink it into an MP3 for you, all right? Done.
All right, thanks.
Right. Welcome to the Celebrity Pottery Throwdown. My name is Neil Hunt, and I think you'll find that as a judge, I'm a total nightmare. So don't even think of todding with me or giving me any of your celebrity chutzpah. Right, first off, tell me who you actually are, because I haven't got an effing clue. You first, you with the gardening chin.
I'm James Vardy, the centre forward for Leicester City Football Club. I believe that art transcends all human endeavour and that social harmony will only ever be achieved through a spiritual realignment.
Oh, I see, you're a Todd warrior. Well, I've dealt with plenty of your tribe before. Take me on and you'll regret it. What about you? Yes, you, the one who looks like an ancient woodland creature. Who the actual hell are you?
Roy Hodgson, manager of Crystal Palace Football Club and honorary chairman of the South London Warhammer Collective.
Excuse me, what was that word you said? Warmer?
Warhammer.
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 What?
Warhammer.
Oh, it must be some sort of woodland banter. You're obviously a Todd stick, that's all I need to know. And you, Scruffy Herbert, who are you? Who actually are you? Robert. Peston. Oh, for Christ's sake, spit it out, man. Forget it. Someone needs to oil this joker's mind. Right, your challenge today, you have 2 hours to make a simple cereal bowl with a design that illustrates what Todders would call your happy place. Get on with it. Right, your time's up. Bring your bowls to my judge's table. You first, Vardy. Tell me about your bowl.
I'm not actually calling it a bowl. I'm calling it an inspiration vessel. Inside the IV is a cross-section of my magic chin. In the centre is the pulsating orb of awakening that simulates my spatial awareness when I'm in or around the box.
What on earth has that got to do with your happy place? Has your tiny mind dissolved and drip-fed itself out of your arsehole?
I don't think you fully comprende, Senior Potter. That channel between the two defenders to either side of the box is my happy zone, and this pulsating orb is what guides me to this joyous place.
It all sounds like the witterings of a pervert to me, but hey, I'm only the greatest nonsense potter in the world, so what do I know? You now, please, Scruffy Herbert boy. Tell me about your bowl.
It's Robert Peston.
It's a simple plain but simple. Yes, simple. Simple. You've got that right, mate. Just like the person who made it. Try thinking before you speak, and that way the world won't have to waste its time listening to your unfinished symphony of shit. Woodland OAP, Mr. Hooty Hoot, tell me about your bowl.
Bowl? Bowl? I don't think so, you awful strange man. This is a replica of the Drumation Crucible in which the indestructible lance of Grammar de Grost and Starbrook was fashioned by the York Elder Thebius. Bowl? I've never been so insulted since I last saw my wife.
It's only suitable for storing insect piss. It's an absolute offence to the eye and the urinary tract.
You take that back. How dare you insult the ethereal memory of Thebius? I'm going to kick your fucking lights out, pal.
Ah! Ooh. Get off! Oh! Like a fucking owl! Get off! Ah!
Fucking
get off me!
That.
Get off me, owl thing! I should warn you that my brother's ex-boss owns a horse shop that sells whips, and he has a brass hand that can rotate at over 90 revs per minute.
Oh, don't give a fuck, little man. My best friend is Christian Benteke, and he's completely off his tits. If I unleash him, he'll shred you up like a lettuce in a kebab shop.
Well, Andy, I had to edit the next bit because the sound went to shit. But basically what happened was that Peston pulled Roy off, and Peston and Roy stood facing Neil Hunt, yeah? Suddenly, Roy picked up a clay hammer and raised it above his head as if to strike Neil, yeah? And Neil says,
why is it always little old me? I once painted a mural at a children's hospital.
And then Vardy's magic chin began to glow and pulsate. The orb inside had sensed the gap between Peston and Roy, and he sprinted through the gap, pushing Roy and Peston aside, and delivered his bowl straight into Neil's hands.
Thank you, Chinny. I can now see that you spoke only the truth. And what's more, I declare you Potter of the Week.
Fucking hell.
That's all from Pottery Throwdown. Join us next week when the guest judge will be Joe fucking Sugg.
And that was a bit of a shambles, wasn't it, Andy?
And that, well, did it get picked up then by Channel 4?
No, it didn't get picked
that's
up.
That's quite a surprise because it had quite high production values. I thought that might have made it. But
we might see it on Channel 5, maybe.
Good stuff. You might see them doing it from their homes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of very high quality TV going out of entertainers doing stuff in their houses.
Is it getting on your knockers, cameras, all this stuff?
I'm not watching it. Have you watched any good telly? Because this is the bit where we normally talk about telly.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing an awful lot of, me and me boy, Tom. A lot of Escape to the Country.
Have you?
Yeah. We like commenting on that as if we're better than them, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Similarly, I've never really watched Grand Designs up till now, but me and my daughter have discovered a mutual love for it, so we're starting to get into them.
It's a good show, isn't it?
Well, I'd never really been into it. I just thought it was just sort of like, you know, house porn, fucking wank nonsense, but it's quite good for, what, like you say, people watching, commenting on it, assuming you're better than they are, and you've got better ideas, looking at their foolishness.
Do you think that's the key to all these sort of property shows or whatever variety, is just watching it thinking you're better than them and you know better than them.
Just reinforcing your superiority over people. I think it probably is, yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
It's what we need in these times, isn't it? I mean, sometimes it turns out to be wrong. I watched one the other day where there was a couple and they were going to build a house out of wood and they had like a tiny budget. Yeah. And they were going to leave all the interiors just like breeze blocks and bits of metal and stuff because they just weren't arsed about doing it properly. Yeah. But they ended up doing it properly and it was nice in the end. I had to take my hat off to them. I had to find a hat, put it on and then take it off.
Oh, right. So I've been watching 30 Rock.
Oh, I like 30 Rock. Yeah. That's good. Are you enjoying it?
I'm quite enjoying it. I think it's, you know, like, I know you're probably not meant to say this. I think it's better than Curb Your Enthusiasm, Andrew. I'm going through all these old American ones, you know.
Yeah. It probably is because it's one of them where they'll have like one of them big teams of writers and it's full of gag, which is great.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't beat a bit of that. Parks and Rec's good as well.
I've tried that.
You need to get a second series is when it gets good.
Okay. And I mean, I'm mainly YouTubing. I came across a bloke called Sam the Cooking Man. Yeah, he's an American. Slightly obnoxious. But I penetrated his world because he came to London to eat London food. And it was a very good episode. Yeah. You have breakfast, you know, he had all the English stuff. And it's interesting seeing what a Yank thinks about all that. You know, bubble and squeak, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, jelly deals.
Is he in favour of it or not?
Yeah, he loved it. He really loved it.
That's nice.
But that got me into an area of YouTube where people from other nations come and try British food.
Yeah.
And I have been enjoying that. And Stevie MRE with his ration opening, I've still been watching him.
Oh, is he still doing that? I thought he might have run out by now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a little extra announcement that we forgot to mention during the recording of this episode. We're going to start doing a little free email newsletter occasionally where we'll just like send it out when there's a new episode and it'll have links into stuff that we've talked about in the episode and other news of stuff that's going on in the world of Athletico Mince. You can sign up to this thing if you go to athleticomince.com/mincemail. Or just go on the site and click on the Mincemeal tab and you can sign up, put your email address in, and we'll send you out one of these newsletters. We might ask you to contribute stuff to feature in it. I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I haven't really got any plans about how it'll work, but that's basically it. Yeah. Can I introduce my new feature at this point?
Go on then, you fucker.
It's called Big Talk with a Little Twat.
That's right. That would be me, yeah?
That's you, yeah. Just a nice, relaxed, laid-back kind of chat, you know. Privately, do you dislike yourself?
I dislike aspects of myself, yeah.
Like, really intensely?
Yeah, I wish I could be more assertive in life.
Does it keep you awake and stuff like that?
No, not really, but occasionally I'll see someone, say, on a property show, you know, that seems to have got their act together.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what it is, Andy. I think I wish I was a grown-up.
Right. That kind of takes me on to my second question.
Oh, nice.
Weirdly, which is, do you often wish you'd had a proper career and had made more of a contribution?
Well, I mean, I did have a proper career.
Did you though?
I didn't like it.
But I get the impression you weren't very good at it.
No, I wasn't very good at it. I'm not very good at what I do now.
And it would have ended had you not kind of drifted into what it is you're doing at whatever that is.
I'm just a little... So, deep down, I'm a little stocky norther who should be doing manual work, keeping my mouth shut.
I mean, even if you'd just been like a dentist receptionist for just 6 months, that would have added up to more than, you know, what you've really achieved.
Yeah, the most
as a contribution to society.
Yeah, you know, when I was a bin man, was probably when I was.
Do you think you peaked?
I peaked, yeah. Oh, I looked gorgeous when I was a bin man. When I used to stroll down the street, you know, with the rolling the bins out and that, I'd hear people shouting from the windows, "Oh, that bin man's gorgeous."
Yeah, that doesn't ring true. I might cut that bit out. I didn't like that. Thanks. That's Big Talk with a Little Twat. We might do that again sometime. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want a bit of chitty chatty with the fatty?
I suppose so, yeah. I'm kind of obliged to.
So, it's just a nice chat with the fatty. How often are you looking in your fridge during the lockdown?
Not that often, because I'm eating a lot of fresh fruit. Yeah. If I go into the fridge, it's maybe to get some grapes out that I'm keeping in there, keep them cool.
My shopping came this morning, Andy, and there was four pears, So I unpacked them, took them down through to the living room, removed the four now rotten pears from the bowl and replaced them with these four. Have you got any capacity worries with your freezer or anything? Have you been bulk buying? And
I had been originally when this all started, but it's settled down to a decent level now. And I've chucked away loads of shit that I didn't need that was in there.
Yeah.
There was some potato waffles, smiley faces, got rid of them.
Yeah.
I had some ice cubes in there, wasn't using them, got rid.
I looked in mine the other day, there was a little baby bell crying inside the fridge.
In your freezer?
In my fridge. Little baby
just
bell. It's crying. So what I did, Andy, was I put it next to an Edam, big full Edam, and the Edam looked after it, you know, and it just soon came. So Andy, do you like extreme sports? You know, like snowboarding, BMX on super choppy terrain, eating in Wetherspoons, that sort of thing?
No, I like snooker.
You like snooker?
I like snooker, yeah.
I bet you shit at hide and seek the size of you, you know what I mean?
Oh, fucking hell. Is that a proper question? How many more of these have you got?
Well, do you want me to stop? I'll ask you one more. It's a nice question, right? Which do you consider the superior meal, an Indian or a Chinese?
Oh, what a question. Chinese.
You prefer Chinese.
Just prefer a Chinese.
It is more mucky, isn't it? I imagine you would like.
Yeah. Plus, as well, you've got to think about the aftermath of the after as well, haven't you, really?
Afterwards.
The aftermath.
I much prefer an Indian. You surprised me. I love those side dishes, you know, like potatoes in curry and cauliflower in curry and that.
Yeah. Are you getting, like, Indian food delivered to your house or are you just totally shut down?
I fear the takeaway. You know, it bugs my son a bit because he's happy to handle the packaging and that, but I won't get him in. I think he's missing them a lot.
He can handle the package outside and then dish it up and then bring it in, surely.
I know, but I worry, you know. Look at look how fucking old I am, Andy.
I know.
As you know, Andrew, I've got my spy software installed at Mark Lawrenson's bungalow, Infinity Plastics, one of their new security systems.
They're a very, very effective company, aren't they?
Yeah, very, 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 very reliable rigs you get from them. Bit of an incident last week. This is what occurred. So Barbara and Mark were sat in the front room, both having a nice cup of hot chocolate.
Oh, this chocolate is lovely. Did you use carnation milk in it, Barbara?
Excellent, Mark. No, Mark, I just put a splash of Elmley cream in it after I'd frothed it.
Oh, I didn't know you were a frother, Barbara. That's fraught with danger. You could splash it on the surface, the floor, or even on your apron. Are you sure it's wise?
Yes, I'm sure, Mark.
I mean, if there is a major spillage, that's going to cut right into our blender wipe supply. If we run out of blender wipes, we could run out of hope.
Mark, just enjoy your chocolate and read your encyclopedias.
Hey, Barbara, love, did you know that in 2010, Unilever transferred its production of Elm Lee cream from Needham Market to more modern facilities in Purfleet?
No, I didn't, Mark. That's very interesting, though.
Be nice to go out for a curry once this is over, won't it, love?
Yes, Mark. Mark, you just read your book, love.
Barbara, did you know that there are currently 75 public Department of Transport approved weighbridges in the UK?
No, I didn't know that, Mark.
There's a picture here of the weighbridge at the junction of the A1 and the A659 at Boston Spa near Wetherby. Do you want to have a look at it, love?
No, I'm all right, thanks. Mark, could you try and drink your chocolate a bit more quietly, please?
The weighbridge on the M6 at Perry Bar can process over 23 lorries per hour. That's a decent capacity, isn't it, love?
I'm sorry, Mark. I can't stand that slurping noise you're making. I'm going to have my chocolate in the conservatory.
OK, love.
Well, at that moment, there's a knock on the door. It's Mark's nephew, Jack Grealish.
Hello, lad. Come in. You shouldn't really be out and about during lockdown, you know.
I know, Uncle Mark. It's just that I was driving to the chemist's to get me vertigo pills when I suddenly got very upset and frightened.
Well, come on in, lad, and have a sit down. It's a safe distance. So what was it that upset you?
Well, it suddenly occurred to me that I might still be growing. Because, you know, I'm only young, and if I get any taller, then when I fall over, it will be from a greater height, and I could sustain terrifically painful injuries.
You're 24, lad. I think you've done all your growing.
Are you sure, Uncle Mark? Because, as you know, I do trip and fall a lot, and a higher fall is such a frightening thought, especially if it's repeated, say, 50 times over the course of a match.
I'm 100% positive, Jack. Now, would you like Barbara to make you a nice mug of hot chocolate?
A mug? A mug? That sounds terrifyingly heavy. The pressure on my elbow joint could be horrific. Could I just have it in an egg cup?
No, Jack, you'll have it in a mug. It'll be fine. Barbara, can you fetch a mug of frothed hot chocolate for young Jack?
I will do. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Barbara.
Jack, have a guess how many public weighbridges there are in the UK.
Well, wouldn't have a clue. Maybe 1,000?
No, only 75. It's an incredibly low figure, isn't it?
I'm quite pleased about that. Very high numbers can make me feel a bit frightened and nauseous.
There you go, Jack. Be careful, it's quite hot.
Oh, I'm down to my last bit. I'll just finish it off and then you can make me another, love.
All right, Mark.
Oh, my God, what was that? It sounded like a monster coming to trip me up. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've spilled all the chocolate over the sofa. Oh, dear, I'm so, so sorry, Barbara.
Oh, don't fret, Jack. Barbara's got plenty of Belinda wives to sort that out. Haven't you, love? Haven't you, love?
I made a bit of a mess doing the frothing for Jack's chocolate, I'm afraid, and I've used up the last roll.
Oh, my God, Barbara, I told you frothing was fraught with danger. It could jeopardise our Belinda wipe supply.
Have you got any toilet roll? You could deploy that.
No, that's just it, Jack. We use the Belindas for our dirty bottoms too. You know, because they're so soft and forgiving.
Oh, they sound wonderful.
Oh, they are. It's like wiping your bottom with a mouse's chin. But now they're all gone and we were in lockdown.
Maybe we should have... Maybe you shouldn't have let your supply run down without ordering replacements. Whose job is the reordering?
That's Mark's job.
That's it. I've had enough for today. I'm going to the conservatory.
And Mark's dropped off. And Barbara says, oh, thank God for that. And Jack and Barbara laugh with such intensity. It's as if every tick of the mantelpiece clock was a raspberry delivered by Harry Secombe. It's a bit like the royal family, that, Andrew, don't you think? You know, with the, like, the gentle interplay and the family dynamics causing friction and that.
Yeah, it was kind of that or something like a Radio 4 afternoon play.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm pleased with that.
Would you like a true or false quiz, Bob?
Yeah, I would like a true or false quiz. Thanks, Andy.
You know how it works. I ask you a true or false. If you get it right, I say Marlene. If you get it wrong, I say Free Sweeties in the style
Ringo
of
Star.
Arguably Ringo Starr. Here we go. The phrase rush hour was coined by US Transport Minister John Rush.
True.
Free Sweeties. Yeah. False. That came out of my mind. Number two, Willie Nelson, country singer, was sent to prison as a young man for stealing £30,000 worth of tyres.
True.
Free Sweeties. False. It was actually Barry White. Cheese is the most stolen food in the world. True or false?
False. It's bacon.
Free Sweeties. He's having a fucking nightmare here. I'll just give you one more because you're ruining it. In ancient Egypt, it was illegal to stay in the bath for longer than an hour.
True.
Free Sweeties. I've defeated you comprehensively.
I've been murdered.
You've been done up like a kipper.
Were we talking of breakfast cereals at all? Breakfast cereals is coming to my mind because I was just thinking, I got Cocoa Pops and I got Sugar Puffs and I got Shredded Wheat, right? And they've all gone to shit.
What do you mean they've gone? Oh, flavour-wise?
Yeah. There's hardly any flavour in the Cocoa Pops and the brown covering comes off nearly instantly as soon as you put the milk in. The Shredded Wheat have gone like whole meal and they've gone a bit, they're a bit smaller and tighter packed. And the Sugar Puffs, you know, are now super non-sweet.
Right. And that's the world we live in now.
Well, you know, no wonder the virus has seen an opening, you know what I mean?
You're one step away from becoming a YouTube conspiracy theorist, I think.
Yeah, I don't mind going
Not far
there.
Off. That's it for now. We'll come back and do another one soon, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon. So thanks for listening, everyone. Keep safe and all that.
Stay safe and everything. Look after yourselves. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.